Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You're tuned to Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to Afghanistan, where militants have attacked a U.S. military base in the eastern Nangarhar province. Local sources say the attack took place in the town of Torkham near the Pakistan border. Now, the Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack and say several American soldiers were killed. Our correspondent in Kabul, Faiz Khurshid, says U.S. forces have turned into the Taliban's main target in recent weeks.
And we have been told that a group of Taliban militants attacked the base with rockets and detonated some of them, detonated their explosives at the main gate of this base. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for this, and they said that they killed several American soldiers in this latest attack on them. But it has not been confirmed yet by NATO headquarters here in Kabul. We understand that this is another deadly attack on American forces in that part of this country. It's near the border with Pakistan, a very dangerous area. It comes as six American soldiers were killed yesterday when the chopper crashed in southern Afghanistan in Zabul province. These attacks come as tensions are mounting between Kabul and Washington over the BSA. Washington wants to get this deal signed at any cost, and it's very important for them. If they get this deal signed, they would have nine military bases in this country beyond 2014 deadline. In the Taliban, militants are strongly opposed to the U.S. long-term presence in this country, and now they're stepping up their attacks against them. Many here are telling us that the Taliban, with their latest attacks, want to send a message to both President Karzai and the Obama administration that if they signed this deal and American forces stay here, they would not give up the fight.